I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A shipping container full of Christian literature has to run the gauntlet of Somali pirates before it can reach Christians in Kenya.
It's much needed at a Christian school as well as another partner ministry in the Nairobi area, and then some of that's going to go into outlying areas. The rural parts of Kenya.
That's Fred Palmerton of Christian Resources International. He says the container will hold about 15,000 books and about 15,000 pounds of Sunday school materials and other Christian resources. Pray for safe passage and that the materials will bring great fruit. Elsewhere, Pakistani police are doing little to find the gang who killed a 9-year-old Christian girl. She was raped and left in a canal to be found several days later, reports Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Police began the search for the girl, but since finding her, their efforts have waned. Local Christians believe it was an act of intimidation, noting the incident's nearness to the Good Friday holiday. Pray that officials will take proper action and that her family will know Christ's peace. And a school for slum children in Colombia needs help, says ION Network's Rody Rodehaver.
We have a school building that was recently struck by hurricane force winds, which took the roof off, knocked down some couple of walls, and left everything in pretty bad shape because of the rain and wind damage.
Over 450 children attend the school, where church also meets on the weekend. Children not only receive an education, but hear the gospel on a daily basis. Pray that the school will be able to obtain the resources necessary to rebuild and continue serving these children. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.